Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Union Bank of India earnings conference call for the period ended December 31st, 2023. The bank is represented by the Managing Director and CEO, Ms. A. Manimekhalai, Executive Directors, Shri Nitesh Ranjan, Shri Nidhu Saxena, Shri Ramasubramanian S., Shri Sanjay Rudra, and other members of the top management. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. Now I hand over the call to Mr. Sunil Jadli, Deputy General Manager. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Yeah, thanks, madam. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. I, Sunil Jadli, Head of Investor Relations, welcome you all for the Union Bank of India earnings con call for the period ended December 31st, 2023. The structure of the con call shall include a brief opening statement by respected MD and CEO, madam, and then the floor will be open for interaction. Before getting into the con call, I will read out the usual disclaimer statement. I would like to submit that certain statements that may be discussed during the investors' interaction may be forward-looking statements based on the current expectations. These statements involve a number of risks, uncertainties, and other factors that may cause the actual results to differ from these statements. Investors are therefore requested to check this information independently before making any investments or other decisions. With this, I now request our respected MD and CEO, madam, for her opening remarks. Thank you, and over to you, ma'am.
Yeah, good afternoon. I'm sure that I'm perfectly audible to all of you. It is my pleasure to welcome our analysts and investors community for the bank's third quarter financial results, that is for December 31st, 2023. We appreciate your support and valuable feedback. On the bank's performance for the Q3 versus the guidance that we have given, let me just tell you a few points. We had provided guidance for the current financial year with a target of 8 to 10% growth in deposits and 10 to 12% growth in advances. Against this, our deposits have exhibited a YOY growth of 10.1% and advances recorded a growth of 11.4%, affirming our alignment with the stated guidance for the financial year. We aimed for an NIM of 3% and to keep our GNPA below 6%. The NIM for the 9 months ended December stood at 3.10, and we have reduced gross NPA to 4.83%, surpassing the guidance outlined for FY24. Notably, our gross recovery for the 9 months for December 2023 stood at around 13,800 crores, while fresh slippages were restricted to about 7,960 crores. These figures are well within the guidance that we have given. That is, we said gross recovery will be 16,000 crores and slippages will be less than 12,000 crores. Our ROA for the quarter reached 1.07% and our credit cost is 0.56% in Q3 FY24, achieving the milestones we originally projected for FY25. The performance demonstrates that our financials are in alignment with the guidance provided at the beginning of the year, and we are optimistic about exceeding the guidance set for FY24. Now let me briefly highlight the performance of our bank for the quarter ended December 2023. Our total business reached 20.68 trillion with a deposit base of 11.72 trillion and advances of 8.96 trillion. Our operating profit reached 21,678 crore for the 9 months ended September 2023, registering a YOY growth of 16.27%, driven by 10.68% YOY growth in net interest income and 21.45% growth in non-interest income. The bank achieved net profit which has crossed 10,330 10,300 crores for the 9 months ended December 23, and with a YOY growth of 82.94%. Our CASA ratio is at 34.4% and CD ratio is at 77.8%. RAM portfolio has grown by 14% YOY as of December 2023, and our RAM share to corporate lending, the ratio between RAM and corporate is 56-44. We have seen a very good growth in our education loan and gold loan portfolio, which is 57% and 53% YOY. Gross NPA is reduced by 310 bits YOY, and net NPA has reduced by 106 bits. Our PCR is improved by 404 bits, and we are at 92.54%. Our CAR is at 15.03, and CET1 ratio is improved to 11.7%. Now we continue to enhance our digital capabilities, both onboarding new customers in our digital platform. We have close to about 25 million customers who are registered on our mobile platform called the YOM. We have centralized a lot of our processes, and for the better penetration into the market, we are extensively utilizing the services of our UPSL, that is our subsidiary, and we are also using the requirements of the business correspondence for our business expansion. Our endeavors is encompassing wealth management, CRM edge, and many other such tools for enriching the overall customer's experience. In conclusion, we are witnessing and we are optimistic a robust growth in the banking industry, aligning with the overall economic progress of the country. The bank is positioned to contribute to the positive trajectory of the banking sector. I will conclude my remarks for now, and we'll get into the Q&A session. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on the touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. We have our first question from the line of Mahrukh Adajania from Nuvama. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hello, ma'am. Ma'am, my first question is on the wage provision. So you have been providing at around 110 crore per month. I don't know if it's 105 or 110, but somewhere around there. So what has that increased to? And whatever catch-up provision you've made during the quarter, does that also include any catch-up on pensions from the new wage hike? Just in terms of wage provision, again, you know, the increase QOQ in wages is only 2 billion. So has there been some additional provision and then some write back also?
Yeah, Maruk, hi, this is Avinash Prabhu. So as far as your question is concerned, yes, we were earlier providing at 15% and then we've increased that to 17% following the communication in that connection. So we are providing now at a rate of 130 crores per month. So the differential of about 200 to 250, 225 crores is what we provided for in the December quarter.
So that's for the first 11 months differential you provided, that way?
Yes, okay. That's right. Okay. And then as far as the pension-related provisions are concerned, we are in discussion with our actuary on that, and we are waiting for some final guidelines in that connection. So we will take a call on that in the Jan to March quarter.
Okay. But my question was that in employee expenses, you said that the backlog provision for 11 months was around 220 to 25 crores. Yes. In addition, there'll be provision at 130 crore per month for this quarter, right? So 390. But if you see the increase in the wage bill, it has not gone up by 390 plus 225. It's gone up by only around 200 crore. That was my question.
Yeah, so when we did this exercise, we also looked at, you know, what are the excess provisions that we would have in terms of the entire staff cost. and therefore we did that exercise for the December quarter, and therefore the net charge which you see would be lower as compared to what you would expect.
Okay. So there would be some write-backs of earlier charges as well, given how the wage has been settled, agreement.
That's right.
Okay, but from next quarter onwards, can we expect 130 into 3 as the additional provision?
Yes.
Got it. And pensions will be as and when?
That's right. That's right.
Okay. And just in terms of now this whole discussion around loan to deposit ratio, I know you are quite comfortable, your LCR has also been good. But would the like a lot of private banks have even admitted that RBI has had discussions around LDRs with them. Would you have had any such discussion with the regulator? Or if I have to frame my question differently, would you be maintaining your LDR at current levels? Would you mind increasing it, or do you want to decrease it? Any target on LDR that you can give for fourth quarter and even for FY 2025?
Actually, see, the bank has been maintaining the CD ratio at about  76%-77%, and you know that with the SLR and CRR and all those things, the banks can go up to 78% as a CD ratio. And my LCR at 125%, and I will continue to maintain, though the regulatory is about  100 is the LCR, we'll continue to maintain at  125. We will be wanting to optimally utilize my, the liquidity that is there with us. So I think the LCR will be around 125, and I will keep, the CD ratio at about 77%-78%.
Got it. And my last question is just on margins. So do you expect margins to stay at current levels, or given that there'll be heated competition in deposits in the fourth quarter, private banks may get aggressive given LDR discussions, do you expect any moderation in NIM from 3.1? I know your guidance is 3. You maintained it above that, but.
Yeah, we will, based on the various factors that we have taken into consideration, like our advances growth is, quite good, and our cost of deposits have also been, to that almost flat kind of a thing. My MCLR advances are also increasing, plus if you look at my MCLR-based book is almost 48%-49% of my total advances. Taking all those factors into consideration, I will be able to maintain the NIM of about 3%.
Okay, ma'am. Thank you so much. And
thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. We have our next question from the line of Ashok Ajmera from Ajcon Global. Please go ahead.
Thank you for this opportunity, and congratulations, madam, once again for the fantastic set of numbers. I think the Union Bank has really accelerated its entire, business growth. You talk about recovery. It's phenomenal growth over last one and a half years. So congratulations for that. Having said that, madam, our credit growth, advances have gone rapidly much beyond even the target. So like if you have given the target of 12%, but if you look at only up to December 9 months, it is almost already now 10.62%. And the way you are going from September to December, you have gone, if you take another 4-5%, it means are we talking about almost about 15%-16% growth in the credit?
Thank you, Ajmera ji, but we would like to, whatever guidance that we had given in the beginning of the year at 10-12%, it will be moderated, and we will be at 10-12% as per the guidance that we have given.
Okay, you are being conservative. And the major growth has come from the contributed in the agriculture space, and also in the industry, NBFC and HFC space. So whether, what kind of opportunities are we finding in these two areas, especially the agriculture?
Yes, we have seen good growth in our overall, advances segment. And of course, our growth of, agriculture sector is at the tune of about 17.88%, and out of this I know that major growth has come from the gold loan sector. Now gold loan, if you see, has contributed to almost, you know, there is a YoY growth of 53%, and that is what is contributing to the agriculture sector growth.
All right, well, now taking to some other targets, you know, targeted numbers, like slippages, you have kept very much in control, and against 12,000 crores of, I think, so far in 9 months, it is only about 8,000 crore or so. And similarly, for the recovery also, of, you know, from the targeted 16,000 crore, you are almost near to 14,000 crore already. So whether you would like to revisit these numbers, or you will give a surprise on that also?
Sir, we will give you a very positive surprise on the slippages and for, you know, recovery. Both, though we have said 12,000 and 16,000 crores, we would like to surpass those numbers. That is one number that we will really want to surpass.
Good, man. Coming on this capital adequacy, CRAR, and you already raised earlier 5,000 crores at 86.55 per share, but now, considering, you know, your results in the performance, our share price also gone up substantially. Is it not the time again to raise some more funds?
So we are looking at that, regarding the raising of capital. Actually, we have got, board approval to the tune of about 8,000 crores to raise equity capital. Out of that, as you already mentioned, 5,000 crores is what we have raised as QIP. Another 3,000 crores we will be coming out, you know, probably during this FI itself.
Oh, that's a good news, because it's a good price to, you know, at which to issue the shares. And my one question on the treasury. If you look at the segment-wise, our treasury profits income has gone down to 848 crore from 1145 crore. But overall, can you give some color on the overall treasury operations, considering all kind of incomes and the profit books? And even on the equity books also, I think you have a book of 4-5,000 crore. There also, we might have made good profit because the entire market has run up, you know, considerably high. So, some color on that, Em?
Thank you, Anjiraji. Our treasury income is around the same level. The previous quarter it was 681 and now it is 611. It largely depends upon the 10-year benchmark yield. And in October, the RBI announced that they will come with the OMO sales, due to which the yield increased. But later on, with the US announcing that rate cuts will be there after a few quarters, then it softens. So coming in the near future also, it depends upon the geographical factors and the inflation, which has come, which has slightly increased. So in spite of that, we are building the book from low yielding income to the, which are the securities which are giving higher income, and we will continue maintain the same level of profitability. The treasury income at the same level we will try to maintain.
Thank you, Bhatsa. My last question in this round, ma'am, how much has it impacted in terms of the margin? Hello?
So, the RWA is about 26 to 10,000 crores, that is including personal loans, credit card loan, and loan to NBFC. And impact on CRAR is about 60 basis points on account of this. Total reduction in CRAR you would have seen, but that is also because of increase in the lending portfolio.
This is specifically how much total will be impact on the PIP? How many? What is the percentile on this total effect?
60 basis points. That is the impact on CRAR. Is your question is on return on equity or what?
Yeah. No, this is all right. 60 basis point is the total impact, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay, all right. Thank you.
Thank you. Before we take the next question, we would like to remind participants to press star and 1 to ask a question. We'll take our next question from the line of Swechha Jain from Whitestone Financial Advisors. Please go ahead.
Hi, ma'am. Thank you for giving me this opportunity. Ma'am, my first question is, From FY25, will we do a tax provision at 25% in P&L?
Yes. Yeah. In fact, for FY23 as well, we have filed our returns based on a 25% tax rate. And for FY24, also, we'll be doing that. So your question is relating to FY25. That will continue.
Okay. And sir, recently, there was a company called BGR Energy Systems, which defaulted on its loan. So if you could just give some sense of how much exposure we have in BGR Energy Systems and how much have we already provided for?
Madam, normally we avoid company-specific questions on the investor call, but it is not much. I can say that, and most of them are in project bank guarantees which have been given, and we are also closely monitoring on that.
Okay. But any, how much have you provided? Like, have you provided for it completely, or a lot of provision is left on that?
No,
If you could give some
that's what
sense.
you know, there, this is on NFB business only. So the actually, there is no development of LC or BG, it is not there. And I can say that the amount is very meager.
Okay. And so my last question is actually a follow-up regarding the wage provision. So I just wanted to understand, probably I think I joined the call a little late. So you are saying in this quarter, we've already provided for the 17% wage revision, right? From 15 when it has increased.
We have provided at 17%, yes.
Okay. So that additional impact for 9 months was
233 crores.
233 crores for 11 months of last year, right?
Yes.
Okay. And going forward, what would be this number be? So going forward, what would be the run rate?
130 crores per month.
Okay. So that 130 crores is at 17%, right?
Yes, at 17%, right.
Okay. Thank you, ma'am. Appreciate that.
Thank you.
Thank you. We have a next question from the line of Rakesh Kumar from B&K Securities. Please go ahead. Mr. Rakesh Kumar, your line is unmuted. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Hi. Can you hear me, ma'am?
Yes.
Yes, we can.
Thank you, ma'am. So firstly, ma'am, what is the total recovery that we have done, apart from the recovery on the written-off loan? So what is the other recovery number that we have accrued to the P&L in this quarter?
The total recovery that we have made in this quarter is close to 5,900 crores.
So I think, ma'am, this number, if we exclude, if it's a 5,952 crore number, if we exclude the cash recovery and upgradation number and the recovery and written-off number, any other number that is accruing to the P&L in this quarter?
Yeah. Basically, the recovery consists of four components. One is in the ledger balance recovery. Other is the technically written-off accounts where we are recovering. That is almost 995 crore is the recovery in the written-off accounts. And we also recover in the interest component of the NPA accounts. So that is approximately 900 crore. So altogether, it comes to 5,500 crore of recovery during the Q3 quarter, 5,900 crore of recovery in the Q3 quarter.
Okay. And how much that number was for in Q2, sir?
Q2, it was
5,500.
Okay. And this is cumulative provision that we are holding for wage revision is 1,764 crore. And how much that number was, ma'am, in Q2 end? Cumulative provision for the wage revision?
390 crore.
Yeah, it'll be less by about 500.
Less by 300.
Because we've taken the normal impact is about 330 crores, and plus we've taken about 200 crores. So it'll be about 500 crores.
500 crores of extra, yeah. We have made additional.
Okay. And how much this number, the 1,764 crore number, so where this number would, what is the, where we are planning to take it to?
another 390 crore every.
Sir, another 390 crore every quarter, sir.
Every quarter, sir. How many quarters, sir?
130 crore per month, 390 crore a quarter.
No, see, we are providing 130 crores per month. And till the wage settlement finalizes and we get the approvals right, we will we'll keep providing. And once it is, you know, fully, it is finalized, then it will become our expenses. It will come into a salary.
Correct. And this tax number, ma'am, so like this quarter also the tax provision, tax rate, like including, like in a reversal number, DTA reversal number, it is around 35-36%. So how much that number would be for Q4?
Yeah, it will stay at the 35% mark for this year, and then next year onwards you see a reduction to about 25-26%. And that's because we're giving impact to the reversal of the DTA built up in earlier years. So, you know, you had to reverse that, and that's the reason why it'll be roughly about 35% for the entire year.
Got it. So margin, if you look at margin number is looking, you know, bit suppressed. If we also take into account the way, you know, the cash to NDTL number has come down by around 200 bits, and also there is a reduction in the investment deposit ratio, and LCR has fallen by around 20% from 145 to 125 around. So what is the, you know, sustainable margin that we see in Q4 and maybe till the time the interest rate is like, you know, like kind of going up or maybe in the broadly in the similar range, then how do we expect the margin to behave? Because we are eating into the liquidity, it seems.
Yeah, see, as you know, in the banking sector itself, there is a challenge in the taking a deposits now. There will be always, that is going forward also, the challenge is going to continue for the time being, at least for the current quarter. So we expect that the way we are now growing the credit, what the, we are doing, we are seeing that we are repricing some of our actually NBFC portfolios to a little higher rate, so that we try to protect the 3% which we are given a guidance for the margin for the current year.
Got it. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. We have our next question from the line of Rushil Dedia from Antique Stock Broking. Please go ahead.
Sir, I just wanted the number for the risk-weighted assets, if you can help me with that.
Number of risk-weighted assets.
Ma'am, I just wanted the number for the risk-weighted assets.
Yeah, it's 658,000 crores.
Okay, ma'am. Thank you.
Thank you. We have a next question from the line of Jay from ICICI Securities. Please go ahead. Mr. Jay, your line is unmuted. Please go ahead with your question.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity, ma'am. Thank you. Thanks for the opportunity, ma'am. I have two questions. First is on pension provisions, right, regarding now that we have stepped up from 15 to 17. If you can ballpark hint, you know, what could be the likely pension hit because of this, you know, increase in the rates, and what is the provisions that we have set aside for the likely retirement liability?
Yeah, pension benefits comes under the defined benefits, and provisions on the pension requirement is made on the basis of the actuarial valuations. When actuarial valuations are done, it takes basically the 2-3 components are there. One of the important component is the return on assets. As at present, the returns are, yields are good, market returns are good, so return in that is giving benefit for the actuarial valuation also. And we have made the adequate provision which is required under the defined benefit guidelines as per the accounting practice. Standard 15.
No, if you can highlight what is the outstanding provision that you may have
And what could be the additional provisions required on pension because of this hike?
Yeah. Jay, are you referring to the wage revision or are you referring to the usual?
Not wage revision related pension.
1754. Wage revision provision as of 31st December is 1754 crore. It represents 17%.
No. Yeah.
So that is already taken care of. That is already taken care of.
So Jay, to answer your question, like I mentioned earlier, we made provision for the 17% wage hike up to December. As far as the retirement benefits are concerned, that has not been taken into account. We are in touch with the actuary to estimate that amount. And we're waiting for final, guidelines and confirmation on that. So we don't have an estimate at this point.
Ad hoc provisions there, sir. I mean, we would have some provisions for sure, right?
No, we are making provisions, but that is the usual provision that we make per quarter towards actual valuation, but that is not towards the bipartite agreement.
No, so, okay. But last time, if you recall, sir, I mean, this is every year, every 5 year we see this. If you can roughly recall what could have been the, retirement liability in the last bipartite and could that be a significant amount?
Yeah, Jay, we will look into the numbers and we'll come back to you on that.
Sure, ma'am.
Thank you.
And ma'am, my second question is, while our cost of deposit has been very calibrated this quarter, but we have seen few banks like State Bank also, they have increased the deposit rate in the shorter tenor. How would you look at the deposit cost going ahead in the near term?
Well, we have also increased the rate of interest for the shorter tenor up to 50 basis points. So our rate is also in line with the market rate, and because that is the expectation from customers, and hence we have also increased.
Right. And at this point of time, are you seeing any pressure on the bulk term deposit rate, or the bulk TD rate is more or less similar to the retail TD rate? Is there any difference here?
Nothing significant. It is very close to what we have been offering under the new rate.
The last question, ma'am. post this RBI circular on higher risk weights to NBFCs, median rate yield hike that you would have affected towards NBFCs, is there any, and how are you seeing the reaction from the borrower?
Yeah, we have, close to about 60% was the, impact on our CAR because of the NBFC guidelines. And we have, some few of the NBFCs who have come for renewal and review, we have already raised the interest rates to about 15 to 20 basis points. Going forward also, we will be doing the same thing.
Right. Understood, ma'am. Yeah. That is all from my side. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, to ask a question, please press star and 1 on your phone now. We'll take our next question from the line of Rishikesh from Robo Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi. Thank you for the opportunity. Did we just say that we'll be doing QIP this year? So are we saying in this financial year or this calendar year? And also, if you could indicate the size of the QIP.
See, if you are looking at it, we already have a board approval, which we have to complete it. I think before this financial year, we have to raise the QIP. We have board approval for 8,000 crores. Already we have raised around 5,000 crores. Another 3,000 crores, any time during that quarter, we may be able to do that.
Okay. And also my second question is with respect to the credit cost. What's the credit cost do we see going ahead when FY20 5 and FY26?
See, today already what we expected was the credit cost will be coming down for our bank. We were expecting that we will be going below 60 by the end of March 25 actually. But already we have achieved that. So going forward, we expect that it will be around 50 bps only in the coming days. The present level of slippages which is happening in the bank.
So for coming 1 and 2 years, are we expecting 50 bps of credit cost? Is that correct?
Yeah, that is what we are expecting. Subject to the same cycle continues.
Right, correct. Got it. Thank you very much.
Thank you. We have a follow-up question from the line of Ashok Ajmera from Ascon Global. Please go ahead.
Thanks for giving the opportunity again. Ma'am, we have been talking in last few quarters about the recovery in the cumulative written-off accounts. So I think if I am correct, in the last quarter you had said that your total written-off account, I mean amount is around, I think 72,000 crores. So if you add another 9,000, it becomes, 81,300 crores. And you said we have already recovered 1,500 crores. And this year we plan to recover 4,000 crores. So now we have recovered, another 1,026 crores. So do you think, does it mean that in this current quarter of January-March, we plan to recover around 2,400 crores from the written-off accounts?
No, we had given a guidance for 4,000 crore, I think. So already we have reached to 2,700 already we have reached. So remaining 1,300 crore definitely we will achieve this quarter.
All right. I think last quarter the 1,500 figure was not right. Yeah, correct. So that figure I think was almost 1,700 crore. So around 1,300, 400 crore we can expect in this quarter. There was one question for which answer was given about the total recovery of this 5,962 crore. So if you look at the cash recovery, 2,725 crore, upgradation 1,388 crore, and recovery from return of account of 1,026 crore. So total it becomes 5,139. So what was the remaining component of 800-900?
Remaining component is the interest on the NPA accounts which we have recovered.
All right. I mean, that has made a major difference.
Yeah, so there are two components which goes to PL. One is the recovery and return off. Other is the interest which we recovered from the NPA borrower.
That's right. So, ma'am, thank you very much and all the best for the next quarter.
Thank you.
Before we take the next question, we'd like to remind participants to press star and 1 on their phone. We have a question from Ashlesh Sonje from Kotak Securities. Please go ahead.
Hi, team. Good afternoon. First question is on the term deposits front. We have increased the rate we are offering on the term deposit 1 to 2 year bucket. The peak rate by about 25 basis points in the December month. Any reason why we have done that? Because we were already offering premium rates as compared to SBI or Bank of Baroda.
The rates were increased to be in the market. There is no additional increase. Even if you see the other banks, including the State Bank of India, they have also increased in the last fortnight or so. All the banks have gone up and increased the rate.
Okay, but we are already at a premium. Is there some pressure in terms of deposit acquisition which prompted us to increase rates?
No, there is no as such pressure on the deposit which we just to be in the market in line with the overall peers. We have been doing that.
Understood. And now that we have raised deposit rates, where do we expect the overall cost of deposits to stabilize?
Cost of deposit has gone up by 6 basis points, that's all. I think right now we are not seeing any increase in the rate in the near future. But then we'll watch the market and accordingly price it.
Okay, but the repricing should lead to...
Deposits have gone by 6 bps, and even on yield on advances also we have reduced by 6 bps. So going forward, there is a challenge on deposits, and
there will be a little bit of increase in our cost of deposits, but we'll just wait and see as to how much. In fact, we are comfortable with our liquidity right now, and plus we also have about close to about 60,000 crores of excess SLR with us. So going forward, depending on my advances, the way the advances increase, I will be able to take the deposits. As of now, we are not seeing a very, very substantial increase in my cost of deposits.
Understood. And secondly, on the yield front, do you expect any further benefit coming in from repricing of MCLR linked loans?
I do have about 62,000 crores of my advances still which are yet to be repriced. 62,000 in domestic advances in MCLR has to be repriced during Q4. So considering the existing MCLR advances, we hope to see some increase in our yield on advances also.
Okay, thank you. And just one last question. If I look at the corporate slippages, there was a slight increase sequentially to 600 crores. Any lumpy slippage there?
No, it's only two accounts in the corporate book has slipped, and we are hopeful that the recovery will happen in one particular account. Other accounts, some other issues are there, but in one account we are expecting the recovery.
Okay, any sector like these accounts you want to call out?
Pardon?
Which sector are these accounts from?
These are from the industry, textile is one.
Infrastructure.
Understood.
Thank you.
And, additional increase of 200 crores in the existing NPA.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. We have our next question from the line of Sushil Choksi from Indus Equity Advisors. Please go ahead.
Congratulations to Team Union Bank for excellent performance. Ma'am, we've done exceedingly well on most of the fronts, whether it was fundraising, margins, profitability. Now, you've taken such good steps as a team. What initiatives are we doing to bring our cost to income down? You've initiated on wealth management, cross-selling. How are we empowering our bank, human resource, to be future-ready in terms of technology as well as all the new initiatives taken?
Okay, yeah. So in terms of the capabilities that bank is building, and you also talked about the how we are building the human resources for the future, including using the technology. So you'll be aware that bank has taken multiple initiatives also for digitizing the HR processes, and we have achieved most of those. On top of that, we are investing a lot in learning and development, new skill sets, hiring of lateral hiring of for the various skill sets that we have been doing. And also you will note that technology and digital is not only for the consumer facing assets, but across the bank, including HR recovery processes, we have implemented technology. On top of that, how the future growth will be able to take one, as you rightly said about our subsidiary that UBSL, we are using it as a sales engine. And today it is supporting the bank through their presence across the country with more than 4,500 staff that they have for sourcing the retail and MSME loans. And also they are helping us in the centralization of many back office processes. So that is one area where we'll be able to acquire the customer at a cost lesser than the cost of acquiring a customer at the branch level, as well as we'll be able to kind of cross-sell to the customers also through this. And also you'll note that we have also invested in technology across the gamut of the customer life cycle, right from sourcing, underwriting, monitoring, and so on. For example, CRM is already an implemented tool in the bank, and not within the bank. Like this tool is also helping our UBSL team, our BCs, to actually generate and source the lead. We have recently onboarded our partner for building a digital contact center, which going forward will be more outbound call center services, and that will also be generating the business and revenue for the bank. So bank is actually investing across the business domains and capabilities. so that the current rate of growth that we are seeing and profitability that we are witnessing will be actually able to ramp up over the current rate in the coming years.
Can you quantify the amount and kind of human resource you are building for doing this capability?
Amount of? Can you please repeat? How much amount you have invested?
We are taking almost close to about 75 to 100 people from outside who are, you know, domain experts in the various capabilities actually. You know, in HR, like we have created the ULA, the Union Learning Academy, so we have taken people in that areas. We have taken in the respect of cybersecurity, we have taken in digital front, we have taken. So these are the areas that we are looking at, and capabilities are being built across across various domains. And with regard to cost to income, I think we are the least in the industry right now. And you know, if you take for the past by almost like 7 or 8 quarters, you know, we have brought it down to very much lower than what it was earlier. So cost to income is already at the lower end. So, but anyway, with all the capabilities that ED has already explained, I'm sure that we will be able to maintain the cost to income ratio.
And because you've done well, the expectation builds higher.
Yeah, thank you. Yes, we will meet the expectations of the market.
Okay, ma'am, my last question, how are we positioned for 2024 as treasury market has surprised a bit in this quarter and may surprise the world in 24 because India has a bright place in terms of inclusion in various indices and the collection on corporate tax collection may not put pressure on government borrowing. If such situation arises, how are we placed for the year?
Yeah, so I think if we particularly talk about the treasury markets and the outlook which is there globally and in India, the rate which is at the peak today is expected to remain there for quite some time, and in our estimate, not earlier than the second half of the current calendar year, we'll be able to see some kind of rate cut. So in that sense, treasury market would remain tight. But if we talk about from the bank perspective, our focus is not to make treasury as a key pillar of profitability, but rather focus on the advances, because you have been noticing over the past many quarters that we have been investing a lot in different kind of opportunity in the asset market, like be it the gold loan, the auto loans, the education loans. Everywhere we are building capabilities, and that is our objective. Treasury will definitely focus on the trading capabilities. And we have a very good set of dealers across the FX and the fixed income side. So other than that, it will only be a kind of tool for managing the liquidity for the bank. But obviously, I think for the investors, they should not look at similar kind of profitability which Treasury has given in the last 3 to 5 quarters.
Thank you for answering all my questions and all the best for the year.
Thank you, Tokshiji.
Thank you. We have a next question from the line of Swechha Jain from Whitestone Financial Advisors. Please go ahead.
Hi, ma'am. Sorry. Just a follow-up. If you could give me again the breakdown of that 5,900 crores of recovery, I kind of missed some numbers there.
The total recovery during the Q3 is 935 crore. Out of that, 2,700 crore is the recovery by way of the ledger balance recovery, and there is the upgradation of 1,388 crore. In addition to that, the right of recovery is around 1,026 crore, and dummy ledger recovery, which is the interest recovery, is around 995 crore. So altogether it comes to 5,962 crore of recovery.
Okay. And this 2,700 is what we had guided by year end should be 4,000 crores. So 1,300 crores should roughly be again in Q4, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. From the right off. No?
Yes.
Right. Thank you.
Thank you. We have our next question from the line of Rahil Shah from Crown Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi. Good evening. Have you shared any ROA guidance for this year and next year as well?
Our guidance?
No, we are not revising our guidance for the current year. So we are, sticking to our guidance, and we hope to perform much better than the whatever the guidance that we have given. And as far as the next year guidance for FY25, we will be the country's GDP will be close to about 7% or 7.2%. So we hope to, the thumb rule is we will do about 1.5 times the GDP growth. So accordingly we will be taking our guidance for 24-25.
Okay, but just the ROA guidance for this year, can you please repeat it?
The guidance for the current year, of course, advances growth we said 10-12%. We are today at 11.4%. ROA was the guidance was to reach 1%, and that we have already reached. This was actually for FY25. FY25 our guidance was 1%, that which we have already reached in the September quarter.
Okay. Oh, no problem. Thank you and all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. We have our next question from the line of Rakesh Kumar from B&K Securities. Please go ahead.
Thanks, ma'am. So just one question with respect to our, deposit composition. Bulk deposit has still, kind of gone up as a proportion compared to September quarter. And short-term rates are rising in the system. And as we were discussing, the LCR also has fallen quite a lot. It had happened in Q2 also, and in Q3 also it has happened. So margin guidance that we have of 3%, so are we expecting 10-15 bps sequential fall in the margin, considering all these points, so deposit, bulk deposit rates?
See, it is just not the deposit rates or the how I raise my deposits impact on my margin. So I'm not looking any, downward impact in my margins right now. There are a lot of other, contributory factors to maintaining my margin. So I am sure that I will be able to maintain my margin at 3%.
Yeah, nine months margin is at around 3.1%.
Yeah, 3.1%.
Yes.
So would that be the number for Q4 also? Q4 also, or because the guidance is at 3%?
Yeah, I will be able to maintain it at 3% or little above that also.
Okay, ma'am. Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, that was the last question for today. I would now like to hand the conference over to the management for closing comments. Over to you.
Yeah, so we at the outset thank all the investor community who had been always participating in all our con calls very actively and taking the guidance from the bank and also giving a lot of suggestions which we have been taking looking at how we can improve upon our financial and overall performance. So thank you for that, and thank you for this attending the con call. Thank you.
Thank you.
On behalf of Union Bank of India, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your line.